USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
South Carolina police are confirming the body of a missing 6-year-old girl has been found. KC Public Safety Director Brian Snellgrove says searchers discovered the remains of Faye Marie Swetlick this morning.
It is with extremely heavy hearts that we are announcing that we have found the body that the coroner has identified as Faye Marie Swetlick. We are now treating this case as a homicide.
President Trump is one step closer to having his war powers against Iran limited. The Senate voted on a resolution to prevent him from launching military strikes without approval from Congress. The bill is expected to pass the House later this month, but the president is likely to veto it. President Trump is meeting at the White House with New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo. They're discussing the suspended Trusted Traveler program in the state of New York. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly is defending a key witness in the impeachment inquiry. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Speaking at Drew University in New Jersey Wednesday night, John Kelly said Alexander Vindman was just doing his job when he reported concerns about President Trump's Ukraine phone call. Kelly saying Vindman did exactly what he should have done when he heard the president ask his Ukrainian counterpart for an investigation into former VP Joe Biden's family. Vindman was removed from the White House last week as a national security aide. Kelly also said the president absolutely conditioned military aid on that investigation into the Biden's, the issue which was at the center of the president's recent impeachment. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Department of Defense is identifying the latest U.S. soldier to die in Afghanistan. The department says Specialist Brian Kimball of Central Point, Oregon, died in a non-combat incident yesterday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Facebook has found and deactivated three overseas networks that violated their rules against inauthentic behavior on behalf of a government or foreign actor. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
The company said the largest network originated in Russia and primarily targeted Ukraine and neighboring countries. Another was based in Iran and focused mainly on targeting the United States, and the third emerged from Myanmar and Vietnam. All three networks had engaged in foreign or governmental interference on Facebook and also Instagram. Nathaniel Gleischer, Facebook's head of security policy, said the three operations used phony accounts and user groups to spread misinformation. In the Russia group, Facebook said it removed 78 accounts, 11 pages, 29 groups, and 4 Instagram accounts that frequently posed as citizen journalists and commented on political news. 11 other Facebook and Instagram accounts were linked to Iran and had shared posts about various topics, including the 2020 U.S. elections, Christianity, and Middle East policies of the U.S.
The Houston Astros are stopping short of apologizing for cheating. Team owner Jim Crane was asked point-blank if sign-stealing was cheating. He backpedaled and didn't answer the question. Two Astros players got up and said they're sorry for the choices made by the team. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.